Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, fa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We continue with the second episode, speaking about the oft-recited verses. In order for us to have a better understanding of these verses, where not only we've memorized them or we just simply recite them, but that we understand them and how to apply them in our life in a very few short minutes. Allah Azza wa Jal continues and he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to the Lord of the world. Alhamd is very different to ash-shukr. Ash-shukr and alhamd, yes, they are similar in some aspects, but they are different in the sense that ash-shukr is when you are thanking someone for something that they've done for you. Alhamd is you praising someone, glorifying someone, even if they've done nothing specific for you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's deserving of praise. Why? Is it because He done something for you? Yes, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us every single thing in our life and every single blessing in our life. If we were to try and count it, Allah Azza wa Jal says you will never be able to. Definitely Allah Azza wa Jal is worthy of our thanks, our shukr. But Allah Azza wa Jal is so great that even if He gave you absolutely nothing in your life, He is still deserving of that greatness. Why? Because He is Allah. Because He is Allah, because He is great, because He is magnificent, because He is glorious. He is the Almighty. He is the Amazing. He is the one who created the heavens and earth. He is the one that has all ability. It is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is our master and we are the slaves. And this understanding of the relationship between Allah Azza wa Jal and us is extremely important, because many people, unfortunately, because of their pride, because of their arrogance, because of their ignorance, they do not know how to glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla the way He deserves to be glorified. Yes, we are not going to be perfect in our glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but bare minimum, we have the ability to testify that Allah Azza wa Jalla is great. Allah is amazing. Allah Azza wa Jalla is special. Allah Azza wa Jalla is unique. Whether we understand all of His wisdoms or not, because He is who He is and He is how He is, this is enough for the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on top of Allah Azza wa Jalla giving us everything good in our life, even if He did not, you still need to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. Why? Because of who He is as an individual. Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the world. Who is this one that is deserving of this praise? It is the Lord of the world, the one who controls the world, the one who has ultimate power, the one who has the last say, the one who, without His permission, no one can do anything. This is the one that you are praising. The one that knows every raindrop that falls. The one that He is the one that gives the permission for the clouds to come together and then for the raindrop to fall. And without His permission, no raindrop can fall. He is the one that allows that raindrop to penetrate the earth and from that penetration, from the seeds to flourish. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the one who from that seed that allows it to flourish, brings about fruits and brings about shade, where the human beings and the animals can benefit. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that Lord that causes that plantation to purify the air by taking in that which is not conducive to us as human beings and to produce out of that the oxygen for the people to benefit from. Imagine this perfect Lord. Imagine this perfect Lord that has created this perfect balance in the universe, the perfect positioning of the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the other planets, the one who created the perfect balance between humans and the wildlife and the ecosystem, where everything balances itself out perfectly. Who was the one that done that? It is Allah. That one, that deity, that Lord, that creator, that sustainer, he is the one that is deserving of all of this praise. What should we do when we hear this verse? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We should truly thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Hold Him in great awe. AWE. Hold Him in great awe. Hold Him in such a great standard in our life. If this is Allah Azza wa Jal, if this is Allah, then I shall be a slave of this Allah. I shall be a slave of this Lord. Not only that, my reliance should be on Him. My worship should be only to Him. Why? Because He is able. My hopes should be in Him. Why? Because He is able. Why? Because He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Lord of the entire world. Al-Alameen is everything that is created besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The jinn, human beings, the angels, the heavens, the earths, everything falls under Al-Alameen. That is absolutely everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla allow us to have this glorification of Him in our hearts, where we choose Him over all else. We choose Allah over all else. If we were to theoretically place the obedience of Allah on one scale and anything that opposes that obedience on the other side of the scale, the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla should always outweigh anything else. May Allah give us that true understanding in our lives. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.